for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partial clearing with a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 21-year-old Fairfield resident James M. Kincart was arrested this morning by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office in connection with damage done to oil tank batteries in the county. He was charged with felony criminal damage to property, taken to the Wayne County Jail, and held pending the setting of bond. Kincart is the second person arrested in the case, joining 26-year-old Fairfield resident Tyler A. Hutchison. 42-year-old Fairfield resident Joshua I. Musgrave was arrested yesterday morning by Fairfield police on charges of burglary and battery. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
In other news, 42-year-old Sisney resident Dennis L. Galbraith was sentenced to 1 year probation and 4 weekends in jail in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. He pleaded guilty in February to a count of driving with a revoked license, a Class 4 felony. Several other counts and cases against him were dismissed per his plea, and Galbraith was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. Two 15-year-olds from McLeansboro were taken to a children's hospital in St. Louis with non-life-threatening injuries yesterday after a single car accident in Hamilton County. According to state police reports, at approximately 4:43 p.m., the teens were eastbound on a county road about 3 miles northwest of Dale in a 2005 Ford truck. One teen lost control of the vehicle, ran off the road to the left, and then re-entered the roadway before running off to the right and rolling over. The driver and passenger were taken by ambulance to an area hospital before being transferred to St. Louis. The driver was cited for driving without a valid license and driving too fast for conditions. The Finance Committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The committee is comprised of Alderman Ralph Barbary, Brett Cole, and Tyler Lampley, and it's scheduled to discuss electric, gas, water, and sewer utility rates as its only item of planned business. After scheduling future meetings, the committee will adjourn for the night. A phone conference option will be available for those wishing to attend the meeting, and those looking to join should call 844-854-2222 shortly before 5, enter access code 767116#, and state their name. According to Census Hard to Count Maps 2020.us, Wayne County's self-response rate for the 2020 census sat at 62% as of Friday, behind Illinois' rate of 66.3%. Fairfield was slightly higher than the state at 66.5%, and Wayne City and Sisney lagged behind at 54.9% and 47.7%. Of the county's 20 townships, Big Mound and Jasper had the best response rates of 70.9% and 70.2%. Ziff, Hickory Hill, Massillon, Lamard, Mount Erie, Grover, Orchard, Indian Prairie, Elm River, and Barnhill townships were between 59.9% and 70%. Leech, Oral, Berry, Garden Hill, 4 Mile, Bedford, and Keith townships were between 50 and 59%, and Arrington was the low township in the county at 47.8%. Wayne County was behind other area counties in response rate, Richland County sat at 69.4%, Clay County 68.2%, Jefferson 67.4%, and Edwards 65.5%. White County was just below Wayne County at 61.9%, and Hamilton was the lowest at 59.9%. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met last night and held a public hearing on the amended FY20 budget. No written or spoken comments from the public were presented. In the regular session, Superintendent Jill Fulkerson said in her report that she has received no guidance from the Illinois State Board of Education as to what guidelines will be in place for the upcoming school year. She expects there to be several recommendations handed down, but no mandates. She also said level funding from the state should continue for next year, and several maintenance projects have been completed by school staff. In other business, the board unanimously voted to waive the $55 technology fee for the upcoming school year. Superintendent Fulkerson said not having the fee should help families that have been impacted economically recently. Money from the CARES grant will be used to pay the fee. Substitute staff received a pay increase, as certified staff will jump $15 to $95 per day, and non-certified staff will jump to $75 per day from $65. Following executive session, FCHS support staff received a 2% pay increase for FY21, and Bobby Wells and Mark Leasty were rehired as assistant principal and technology director for FY21. The board also approved K&K Insurance as the student insurance carrier at no premium increase, and it accepted with regret the resignation of Cindy Halley as school nurse. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire has shared some insights on the city's grant request for help building a new water tower. Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Mayor McGuire says a proposed location in Maple Hill Cemetery is not set in stone.
We have the ability to change the location if we wish, but you know, our engineers and I believe most of the council and myself, you know, we think it's a good location. I've heard from a lot of people that it's a good location. I've also heard from some people that they don't like the location of it, and I get it. So
okay,
we'll just continue to weigh those options. I've encouraged people to contact me and let me know.
Mayor McGuire says there are several technical issues that would be better served by a cemetery location.
I don't think anyone disagrees that we need a new water tower. It's just the location in the cemetery, which, you know, I know a lot of people get stuck on that. I just try to remind people that it's city property. That portion of city property is not portioned or sectioned for anyone to be buried. So I guess you could make the argument it's not technically part of the cemetery. You know, when we're going through this, one of the things for the fast track grant that we applied for, they're kind of looking at, okay, are you ready? Is your project ready to go? Is it shovel ready, so to speak? One of the ways to do that is to have a site that you own that you don't have to purchase and do all those things. And so that's one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that we chose that.
Other benefits considered by aldermen were hooking the tower into existing water lines, a lack of permitting complications, and helping with pressure on the east side of the city. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. The meeting will be open to the public, and the city asks that proper social distancing be maintained. People may also call into the meeting shortly before 6 at 844-854-2222 with access code 767116#. The council's first item of business deals with a proclamation honoring Rosalie Atkins. Aldermen are also scheduled to purchase a tractor and rotary mower, approve TIF requests from the gas and water departments, and appoint members to the Recreation Committee and Library Board. The council will also work through two street closing requests. One is from Not Your Ordinary Church for July 19th from 3 to 10 p.m., and the other is for the United Way Mobile Markets Program, as Mayor McGuire explains.
They just asked for letters of support, so I sent them one, they got the grant, and so they've reached back out and said, hey, thank you for helping us with the grant. We want to give back to your community. And so there's this thing they do, I think it's in conjunction with USDA, where they give out these vegetable and dairy boxes to people. Doesn't cost anything to the person to get. You don't have to show that you have an need. It's just basically They want to try to do between 300 and 400 of them to give away. When they talked to me about that, they want to do a Saturday in July for a couple hours, and just it's first come, first serve.
The mayor says he will propose Northeast 3rd Street between Main and Court Streets to be the location for the United Way program. He also said the United Way had donated money to several local organizations, and he thanked them for their work. New Hope School held an outdoor graduation on Saturday. Dylan Fleener and Kinley Poole received the Mill Shoals Raritan Awards, and Lainey Clark and Landon Harrelson were winners of the American Legion Awards. Lily Simpson and Trent Bliss were runners-up for the Legion Awards, and Clark and Simpson were valedictorian and salutatorian, respectively. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 462 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon, and 26 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 137,224 cases and 6,671 deaths. Marion County reported one new case to reach 62 total, and 55 people have recovered, according to its local health department. No other cases were reported in southeastern Illinois, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov. Wayne County remained at 11 total cases, and Edwards County remained at 2 total cases. Williamson County has the highest number of total reported cases in the area at 93, and Pope and Hardin counties have the lowest at 1. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for June 15th through the 21st was 2%. The southern region's positivity rate was 3%. The Illinois Commerce Commission has agreed to provide more help to people struggling to pay their utility bills. The agreement covers 8 of the state's major utility providers, including Ameren and ComEd, and it will assist both qualifying residential and small business customers during the pandemic. ICC Chairwoman Carrie Zalewski says the agreement includes flexible payment plans and help for customers drowning in debt.
If a customer has a backlog of unpaid bills, they can call their utility and work through them with these extended lengths of up to sometimes 18 months or even 24 months if you qualify to pay back some of these unpaid bills.
She also says customers won't have to go through much red tape to qualify.
So the idea is someone could call the utility, explain their situation, and not have to produce the certain paperwork to get even more protections under these deferred payment plans.
A similar agreement had been reached with some smaller utility companies in the state, and people can visit icc.illinois.gov for more information. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is urging boaters to stay safe and sober this summer. Kim Howard has more.
Wearing a life jacket is one of the easiest ways to protect yourself while boating, says DNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert.
And Illinois requires that anyone under the age of 13 wear a life jacket while aboard a watercraft. And you have to have life jackets on your watercraft for every person who's there, and they have to be properly fitted.
Additionally, your boat driver needs to stay sober.
Because getting behind the wheel of a boat drunk is the same as getting behind the wheel of a car drunk. It's just as dangerous for you. It's dangerous for other boaters. It's dangerous for the people on your boat.
Illinois Conservation Police have already made 17 arrests for driving a boat while drunk this summer. Officers will be beefing up patrols over the 4th of July holiday. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Freedom Festival 2020. It's fun for the whole family.
It's fun for the whole family.
At Lark Ranch in Lagodi. Weekends, July 4th through July 18th. Acres and acres of family-friendly fun. Enjoy over 20 attractions, many brand new rides.
Enjoy bungee jumping on
Air Extreme. Kid-friendly zip lines, farm animals, panning for gold, huge slides, and so much more.
So much more.
Each day, enjoy food trucks, fair food, and live music each evening. Freedom Festival will be open Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 11. It's time to get out and celebrate. Admission is just $15 for unlimited fun.
For unlimited fun.
Bring your entire family to the Lark Ranch Freedom Festival in Lagodi, Indiana. It's absolutely worth the trip. Check out Lark Ranch on Facebook for directions and more information.
I'm Christy. I used to smoke cigarettes. I had smoker's cough and severe shortness of breath, and I knew I had to quit. Then I tried e-cigarettes, but I just ended up using both. I really didn't start to get better until I quit smoking completely. My tip to you is, just cutting down on the number of cigarettes you smoke isn't enough.
For help quitting, call 1-866-QUIT-YES or visit quityes.org. This message was developed by CDC and made possible by funds received from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 77. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,258, up 233. The NASDAQ is at 10,197, up 140 points. August crude oil is at $40.81. That is up 8 cents. This is Eric Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 69-year-old Francis Eugene Freimeyer died on Sunday. Gene Freimeyer is survived by his wife, Cynthia, three children, siblings Michael Freimeyer, Brenda Mitzdarfer, Trish Talley, and Debbie Sanders, and 12 grandchildren. A celebration of life service for Gene Freimeyer will be held from 1 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Enfield Methodist Church Family Life Center. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old McLeansboro resident Adeline Warren died on Sunday. She was a homemaker. Adeline Warren is survived by her husband, Max, children Jerry Warren, Donna French, and Carol Johnson, all of McLeansboro, seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, and numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Adeline Warren will be held at Blooming Grove Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 56-year-old Timothy Allen Garner died on Friday. Tim Garner is survived by sisters Brenda Slover of Wayne City, Cecilia Wackerly of Ohio, and Donna Garner of Ohio, three children, seven grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Tim Garner's body has been cremated, and no formal services were held. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partial clearing with a high today of 82. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 60 and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high of 88 and low of 70. Partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 90 with a low around 72. And then scattered showers are again possible on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 85 with a low around 70.